As a founder, you get to pick the parts of your business you're great at and make them into your ultimate competitive advantage. Welcome to the Founder-Led Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Mitchell, a 4 times founder and 3 times sales leader with 3 exits. On this show, we'll be diving into the stories of founders who followed their passion and led their business from 0 to 1 million and beyond. All right, welcome to the very first episode of the Founder-Led Podcast. I'm your host, Colin Mitchell, and today I've got my man, Ed Pirmalis, who is going to be interviewing me for the very first episode, learn a little bit more about my story and why I've decided to start the Founder-Led Podcast.
But don't get it wrong. I'm just here to move the conversation along and hear more about Colin's journey as a founder and the point of this podcast. So, Colin, tell me about how did you become a founder in the first place?
Yeah, the short answer is I was a horrible employee. And I think anybody who either has a business, has a side hustle, or has gone down the entrepreneurship path probably resonates with that to some extent. But the number one skill that I learned before becoming an entrepreneur was sales. And just a little bit of background is I was raised by a single mom with 3 brothers, and she did the best she could to keep food on the table, but food stamps, getting kicked out of places we lived, and barely getting by was the life that I lived. So I didn't go to college. My first job was lugging around furniture, and that was living check to check, being broke all the time. And I wasn't the most responsible young adult, so I literally had to pretty much beg for my stepdad to put his neck out there for me to get my very first sales job. And once he finally did, I knew I had to make the most out of it. It was literally my way out. So that was me going to the office, you know, being the first one in every day, last one to leave every day, coming in on Saturday, if not Saturday and Sunday, to send out proposals, to get my new leads ready for the following week. And then after becoming, you know, within the top 3 reps there, I left there, took a sales leadership position as a VP of sales, doing the same thing. And there I learned a lot more entrepreneur type skills, launching new products, working with vendors, building out sales playbooks, scripts, recruiting, training, and different things like that. And then from there, my wife and I started our first business in 2012, and we grew that from 0 to 5 million in annual revenue in 26 months.
Was sales something that came to you naturally, or was it a steep learning curve?
Yeah, honestly, it came somewhat naturally, but to be completely honest, I didn't know what I didn't know, and I was your typical sleazy commission breath salesperson. I would say anything on the phone to get the sale. And some of it, I literally just didn't know any better. It was your typical kind of call center sort of environment. And so if I heard people saying things on the sales floor that were working to get sales, then I would start saying them. And at one point, somebody came along and said, "You really got to stop saying that on the phone." And I'm like, "Have you seen the board? Like, it's working. Why would I stop saying that?" And he's like, "Yeah, but it's not true." I was like, "Oh. He's saying it, she's saying it," like, I didn't know. And at a certain point, I started to have a lot of mentors from afar. So that was like reading blogs, reading books, listening to podcasts, following people on social that did sales a different way, that didn't have that sort of icky feeling. So I did have to unlearn some bad habits. Somewhat came naturally to me because I just had that drive and determination to prove that I wasn't going to live the type of life that I did previously, and I didn't want to be broke. And that really drove me for a certain amount of time.
How do you see founders who don't have a revenue-generating background? I believe they struggle a lot more.
Oh, absolutely. I think that every founder needs to lean into sales, whether they like it, don't like it, whether they've done it or never done it before. And if you're a technical founder, or maybe you're more operational and sales just doesn't come naturally to you, and even if you have a marketing background and maybe not sales, bottom line is, look, you could build the best product. You can market the heck out of that product, but ultimately, if there isn't somebody who can get enough deals in the close one column, you're out of business and nobody cares. I think sales is essential for founders. I think that a lot more founders are being a little bit more patient before raising now. Every business that I've built, I've done bootstrapped. And that's not necessarily the best option for everybody. I was in positions where I could do that. The first business that my wife and I started together was before we had a mortgage. It was before we had kids, and our expenses were very low. We didn't need a lot of money to live. So bootstrapping a business made sense. I think every founder, there is a lot of value in learning how to be scrappy and get to your first million in revenue. And even being patient and not raising until you get there, to really validate that you have the skill set to build a good foundation and that there's enough feedback in the market that people care about solving the problem you're trying to solve for them.
And you had your sales background that was already established. What are some skills that you loved learning as a founder, as an entrepreneur, that were a side of sales? And what were some that you hated learning and you'd never do again?
Yeah, I would say like accounting and like managing finances is something that I absolutely didn't love. I've learned to have an appreciation for knowing your numbers and things like that. Hitting a sales quota versus managing a balance sheet and a P&L are two very different things. And those are some of the things that I was very happy early on to get somebody else to manage those things. And making sure that you have somebody that you can trust that can manage that for you, I think is important. Something that is always tough is learning how to recruit and train people. One of the hardest things as a founder is often letting people go. That's something that I've done many times as a sales leader and as a founder of multiple businesses. And sometimes even with good reason, when you're letting people go, it's still not easy, especially if they have family, things like that. So that's one of the things wearing the founder hat that I never really enjoyed.
And what is your favorite skill that you picked up?
I think sales has definitely always been a passion of mine. More than just sales is seeing people come in and learn the skill of sales, or maybe they come from a more challenging background, maybe similar to myself, and building a life for themselves that they maybe didn't think was possible. So that's always been the most exciting part of giving people opportunities, especially people that come from similar backgrounds like myself.
Awesome. And people might not know this, but you've had 3 successful exits in your founder career. Was that ever the plan initially, that you were going to build a company to a certain point and then sell it and move on to something else? Or was it more of a, hey, I'm not sure if I'm ready to sell my baby?
Yeah, the funny thing is, what I think most people don't realize is the first business I ever started, I still have today. I have a good team that runs that. My stepdad is actually our sales manager. We have multiple salespeople. We have a customer service team. We have a controller. We have a whole team that operates that business. And that's the very first business that my wife and I ever started together. So I don't know, maybe it's got some sentimental value. It still provides a really good life for quite a few people, but I'm less involved in that company than I used to be. And the first business that I sold, that was definitely the plan from the beginning. We started a business out of necessity from something that we had in our own business. And it hasn't always been the plan, but I think that when you start a business or at a certain point, you do need to know what is the end goal or what are we trying to go towards. So it does help if you have exit on the horizon. What does that look like? How's it going to change? Because it does help build that momentum and have a strong why behind why you're doing what you do, making a lot of sacrifices, which is a huge part of entrepreneurship.
All right. And let's now move on to today. What are you doing today? What are you currently passionate about? And how are you helping the founders of the world?
Yeah, I think that my primary focus today is giving back to other entrepreneurs by starting the podcast, putting out content, things like that. And I work with a handful of founders, whether that's helping them getting from 0 to their first million, from 1 million to 5 or 5 to 10, basically 0 to 10 million is a sweet spot where I have all of my experience. So my primary focus is putting out content that can help other founders avoid some mistakes, learn from other founders that we're going to bring on the show, and be able to work with a select few. I don't see that I'm going to start another business myself. I'm really passionate about just working one-on-one with other founders and helping them build their business.
All right. So now we're here to today. Founder Led is officially happening. What kind of guests can people expect on the podcast?
Yeah, we've got some people from all different types of businesses that are going to come on and share their story, share their triumphs, share the parts of the business that they own, the challenges, learning lessons, and everything that it takes to be a successful founder. We're going to have a wide variety of people from B2B service businesses to some tech and SaaS, of course, but also a mix of other types of businesses as well. And we've got a pretty good roster. I'm not going to spoil any names at this point. You'll have to tune in. We'll be dropping content pretty regularly, and then we'll scale up from there, making sure that we have awesome people for you to learn from as a founder yourself.
You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. The show is on. Great episodes coming. Colin, what's one piece you want to leave the audience with prior to them embarking on this journey with you?
Yeah. if you're a founder, maybe first time founder or founder that's struggling, just make sure that you subscribe to the show so you don't miss an episode. Like I said, we'll be putting out impactful content on a regular basis. And I'm telling you, you do not want to miss an episode. So make sure you hit that subscribe button. If you got value from today's episode, please share the show with other founders in your network. Write us a review. It does help us so we can reach more founders with the Founder-Led Podcast.
All right. Thanks for tuning in and hope to see you on episode one.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Founder-Led Podcast. If you got value on today's show, please share the show with your friends, write us a review, and we have more for you. If you want to make sure that you never miss an episode, that you get access to our weekly newsletter and all of the downloadable guides that we have, like 50 top discovery questions for founder-led sellers, or the entire go-to-market playbook to scale from zero to 5 million in ARR, make sure you go over to colinmitchell.com. That's where you can find the newsletter, these downloadable guides, and make sure that you never miss an episode of the Founder-Led Podcast.